So I'm going to introduce her, and I'm very pleased to be introducing her because I know Vajradashini fairly well. She said, oh, you know me a bit too well. I knew Vajradashini when she was quite young. She's still pretty young, but I knew her when she was younger. She got in contact with the movement when she was about 20. And after a couple of years, she got involved in the Evolution shop in Norwich. Actually, I don't know whether it was in Norwich. The Evolution shop in the Norwich area has had a long history of having many different locations, and every couple of years or so, they move to different shops. And Vajradashini was very instrumental in bringing those shops into being, bringing teams into being, setting up a community, I mean, with other people, so moving into an existing community, later setting up another community. And that has been her Buddhist life very much, teams and communities. I did an interview with her once, and she said, you know, my life has been about teams and community living. She's a very warm, friendly, open person. So she's got some of that openness, boundlessness, very much, it's very strongly in her. I used to quite often go up from Cambridge, where I live, to Norwich and visit the shop there, and we'd always spend time together. And on a couple of occasions, I went to her community, and she didn't just sort of say, well, there's the bedroom or whatever. It would be kind of, they'd arrange a barbecue, and, you know, I'd be kind of come along, we'd sit out in the garden, and Sangajivani is a great barbecue, a Barbie girl, wherever she is. Yes, and you can sort of feel Vajradashini's got quite a sort of magnetic aspect to her character. She sort of attracts people. Sort of, you know, sort of people stick something about this, telling me something. So, you know, for many years I knew Vajradashini as a town dweller, a city dweller. She was interested in fashion, she's interested in music, in books. She's very interested in what makes people tick, and particularly what sort of the youth culture that's going on around her, what makes them tick. So at a point when she was sort of suddenly started saying, oh, I think I might go and live at T. Ratnaloka, and I sort of thought, my goodness, how's this going to work? You know, the city girl going to live in the country, and we had jokes about the sheep, and she'd walk around with straw in her hair. she'd play them her music and stuff. Well, I've seen her up there. Completely at home and at ease in the countryside at T. Ratnaloka. She loves the garden. She loves her greenhouse. She's quite wacky. She's very imaginative. She's full of ideas, and she gets very involved in different ideas. You may remember a talk she gave at an order weekend a year ago, I think it was, around systems theory and the Dharma. And she gets very involved in the ideas and really sort of sees them through, takes them on, finds out what they mean to her, and brings her own experience into the ideas. So they're not just sort of ideas floating around in space. She thinks big. She's a big woman. She thinks big. She's quite free-flowing, and she's quite at ease. She has a lot of friends, I get the sense. She has a lot of friends. I think she's a very good friend to many people. Her name means Vajradashini, she who sees reality, or she who sees the Vajra. So she's going to give us a talk, and she's got a couple of helpers with her. It's sort of Diana Ross and the Supremes, or whoever. Maybe they'll perhaps introduce themselves, whoever they are. Again, teamwork. You know, she's not just going to give a talk, she's going to bring a team with her. I'll just say something about the end of the talk. I've decided with the three main speakers, not the 10-minute ones, that at the end of the talk, rather than sort of, you know, all going into a great applause, even though we might feel like it, I'd just like us to sit for 3 minutes or so, just sit completely quietly and try to absorb something of the talk. Because I personally sometimes find at the end of a talk, you know, it's been very rousing, whatever, we clap, we walk out, and it's sort of, it's gone. So I'd just like us to sit and absorb the talk, and then I'll just say thank you. I'm not going to do anything of a summing up. If you want to sort of say things to Vajradashini later, I'm sure she'd be very pleased to have comment and things, but that's how we're going to end it. But we're going to start it first, and she's entitled her talk, All One gorgeous mistake. Congratulations.